I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, hunters in Alaska will collaborate with an anthropologist from Russia, and a book selection for young readers in South Dakota features Billy Mills. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Hunters from Point Lay in Alaska will collaborate with an anthropologist from Russia this summer to document traditional knowledge about walruses. It's an important part of recording traditions, and as Ayulna Naiden reports for the Alaska Desk, maintaining collaboration across the Arctic. In South Dakota, the Humanities Council delivers more than 13,000 free books for third grade students across the state. It's part of the annual Young Readers Program and aims to help get students at every private, public, tribal, or homeschool reading. The Young Readers One book selection for 2025 is Wings of an Eagle, The Gold Medal Dreams of Billy Mills. The book tells the story of the Oglala Lakota Olympic gold medalist and features illustrations by artist S.D. Nelson, who's also Lakota. The book tells Mills' story, his journey from Pine Ridge all the way to his ultimate destination as a world-class Olympian. With his last-second dash for the gold and the 10,000-meter race at the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. The Yurok tribe is hosting its Klamath Salmon Festival Saturday in Klamath, California. The family-friendly day features a number of events, including music, basket weaving demonstrations, and stickball. Chairman Joseph James says this year's celebration is special, pointing to the Klamath River. He says it looks better than any other time in living memory due to dam removal and restoration. The last of four dams was removed in August of last year, and according to the tribe, a month after the removal, thousands of salmon started to repopulate the newly free flowing part of the river. But there will be no salmon at the festival due to this year's fish forecast being below average. The tribe is confident salmon runs will recover. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.